This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In Minnesota, we love our roses. I'm quite fond of those I don't have to fuss with. However, there are a lot of grafted roses, including Floribundas, Grandiflores, and Tea Roses, as well as the Knockout series, that need winter protection. If you have a bit more time and stamina, the Minnesota tip method works with consistently good results. For this method, loosely tie together your rose canes. By the way, don't prune your climbing or rambler roses now. If you do, you won't get spring flowers. Dig a trench from the base of the plant outward. You need it long enough and deep enough to accommodate the plant. Use a garden fork or spade to gently loosen the soil around the base of the plant. Tip the plant over and lay it on the trench, but be careful to bend the roots, not the stem. You don't want to break that graft. Cover the plant with soil. Once the soil freezes, usually in December, mulch with a thick layer of straw. Use chicken wire or hardware cloth to keep the mulch from blowing away. Gradually start removing the protection in early April. I really want to emphasize that you need to let the soil freeze over your rose plants before mulching them. You can also rake a bunch of dry leaves around your roses. I'm talking about 3 feet worth of gently packed leaves. Then cover with plastic to keep as dry as possible. Again, you'll need to start gradually removing the mulch in early April for the roses to reacclimate themselves. For me, I really enjoy my old-fashioned hardy shrub roses that can withstand our winters on their own. The Carpet series has also done well. William Baffin Climbing Rose is another favorite of mine. I'll have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.